USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A California neighborhood is on edge after fireworks set off two massive explosions. The popping sounds sent people running and screaming as two homes in Ontario went up in flames. It's being reported a large amount of fireworks may have been stored illegally at one of them. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expects Democrats to try to pass a massive infrastructure bill through the budget reconciliation process.
The only way I think they could pull that off would be through a reconciliation process. They have one more of those available to them, and my suspicion is they will try to jam everything they can into that bill.
During a Capitol briefing, McConnell predicting it will be a Trojan horse that's filled with tax increases. President Biden hitting the road on Tuesday, helping promote his massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief package he signed last week. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The FBI is releasing the findings of their investigation regarding a bomb exploding on Christmas Day in Nashville.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive, and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The European Union's health authority says it is firmly convinced that the benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweigh the risks, after a string of nations in the bloc temporarily halted use of the shot over blood clot concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday. McCarthy saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world. McCarthy also issuing a challenge to the president.
I know the president's going to travel this week. This is where he should bring Air Force One. This is where he should look the people in the eye. This is where he should talk to the border agents and let them know that this is beyond a crisis. Yeah, they're from Central America. But you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there's more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
According to the Texas State Health Department, at least 57 people died in last month's winter storm. Harris County accounting for nearly half of the death toll with 25. The majority of the deaths were caused by hypothermia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.